"If at all," roared Dacova. "By the dead hands at my throat, but he shall die, Barcomas. No maudlin weakness on your part shall save him. Oh, would that Warhorn were ruled by a real Jeddak rather than a water-hearted weakling from whom even old Dacova could tear the metal with his bare hands." Barcomas eyed the defiant and insubordinate chieftain for an instant, his expression one of haughty, fearless contempt and hate. And then, without drawing a weapon, and without uttering a word, he hurled himself at the throat of his defamer. I never before had seen two green Martian warriors battle with nature's weapons, and the exhibition of animal ferocity which ensued was as fearful a thing as the most disordered imagination could picture. They tore at each other's eyes and ears with their hands, and with their gleaming tusk repeatedly slashed and gored until both were cut fairly to ribbons from head to foot. Barcomas had much the better of the battle, as he was stronger, quicker, and more intelligent. It soon seemed that the encounter was done, saving only the final death thrust, when Barcomas slipped in breaking away from a clinch. It was the one little opening that Dacova needed, and hurling himself at the body of his adversary, he buried his single mighty tusk in Barcomas's groin, and with a last powerful effort ripped the young Jeddak wide open the full length of his body, the great tusk finally wedging in the bones of Barcomas's jaw. Victor and vanquished rolled limp and lifeless upon the moss, a huge mass of torn and bloody flesh. Barcomas was stone dead, and only the most Herculean efforts on the part of Dacova's females saved him from the fate he deserved. 3 days later, he walked without assistance to the body of Barcomas, which, by custom, had not been moved from where it fell, and placing his foot upon the neck of his erstwhile ruler, he assumed the title of Jeddak of Wahoon. The dead Jeddak's hands and head were removed to be added to the ornaments of his conqueror, and then his women cremated what remained amid wild and terrible laughter. The injuries to Dacova had delayed the march so greatly that it was decided to give up the expedition, which was a raid upon a small Thark community in retaliation for the destruction of the incubator, until after the great games, and the entire body of warriors, 10,000 in number, turned back toward Wahoon. My introduction to these cruel and bloodthirsty people was but an index to the scenes I witnessed almost daily while with them. They are a smaller horde than the Tharks, but much more ferocious. Not a day passed but that some members of this various Wahoon communities met in deadly combat. I have seen as high as 8 mortal duels within a single day.